Bedford, Keene, New Hampshire. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's a call about your, it's the show about your calls. So give us a call at that number, and we'd love to talk to you about anything. First, we're going to go to an impersonator of, let me introduce everybody real quick. This is Mark.
It's Puke.
And Michelle.
Yep. We're going to go into an impersonator of Ian. I know everybody's missing Ian, our normal number one host, and we've hired somebody to impersonate him, because it would be illegal for him, or against the rules for him to call from jail. Isn't that correct?
What rules?
I'm sure there's some rules somewhere. I wouldn't want Ian to end up in confinement, so I'm making it very clear that we have an impersonator on the line. Isn't that right, impersonator, Ian?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay, how do you think Ian is?
Hi, Ian.
Hey, guys.
He sounds very convincing.
Yes, he does.
Sounds just like Ian.
So here I am at Cheshire County House of Corrections, and in here on my third evening.
Have you been sodomized yet?
No, I don't think that happens here.
Have you been corrected?
No, that's definitely not going to happen here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're pretty much irreparably broken. So, what are your thoughts? I mean, you're found guilty. You were carted away. I remember Jason Osborne's quote on his Facebook is, "Ian says I could really use some Pedrazas after this. Anybody up for Pedrazas?" Apparently, you didn't think you were going to jail.
You know, I thought that having been through so many district court trials, normally when you say you want to appeal something, they stay a sentence, meaning they put it on hold until the appeal is processed through.
If they like
you. I didn't know that I was liked that much at district court, but I guess they can, of course, do whatever they want to. So my saying that I intended to appeal did not stay the sentence, and they took me away to a cage, so... but you said I was found guilty, and it's not entirely true. I was found not guilty on one count, which was resisting arrest, mm-hmm. and found guilty on the so-called obstructing government administration count, which is kind of an interesting result. It makes me feel like the jury did not do any form of nullification. It seems completely speculating. It seems as though what they did was simply judge the facts in the case.
That seems to be the two, yeah.
I really didn't think, though, Ian, that it was communicated. I mean, I've had to ask repeatedly what jury nullification is because I haven't really gotten it, And so I was sitting there, and you were really articulate about everything, and you did such an amazing job, and I was so impressed with your decorum and everything you said and your defense and all that. But as I sat there while you were discussing jury nullification without using those words, I thought, gosh, if I was hearing about this for the first time ever, would I get it? Especially after eating pizza for lunch and having been sitting there in that room for 5 hours and bored out of my mind. I mean, one woman fell asleep.
Indeed she did.
Right. Well, as you pointed out, she fell asleep during the later points of the trial, not during mine. But there were people there that were, connecting with me as I was talking with them, or at least that's what I thought. They were smiling, looking directly at me. Not all of them. Some of them were kind of not at all making eye contact, but I felt at least there were a few allies on that particular jury. And, if there were, they certainly didn't make a stand or anything like that.
Not a long one.
As far as communicating jury nullification, there was jury outreach that happened the week prior to, and most of the jurors took jury nullification information, and it was pretty clear that they could vote how they felt, vote their conscience. If they don't think the laws are any good, they can vote to acquit. They can vote not guilty just based on their feelings. I mean, I was pretty explicit with that. So I think it would be interesting if NHJury.com, for instance, there's some talk about perhaps creating some sort of a jury outreach form that will, or like, kind of like a letter that has some questions, that inviting the jurors to answer those questions after the fact. kind of get a look inside their head as to what they were thinking. Because my understanding, none of them wanted to be paid for an on-camera interview.
You know, I'm thinking that when I hear this, I would imagine it's one thing to ask somebody to nullify, say, in a marijuana case where there's no victim or something like that. It's something entirely different to ask people to nullify in a case where you're talking about standing in front of a police car. I mean, many people believe that if cops can't do their jobs, and if the average citizen can just stand in front of them when they don't like what they're doing, that we could have, you know, that you're talking about chaos and eating the dog relatively quickly. I mean, that it's that kind of, you know, society breaks down.
No, it could be. Like I said, I don't know what they were thinking, or obviously no one knows what went on back there. And I hope that, you know, someday we'll be able to find these things out. As we've learned in New Hampshire, I don't know if this is the case everywhere, but in New Hampshire, if you have a jury trial, you can actually go before the trial and look at the jury information. You can pull all of the names of the jurors, get their full questionnaires that they filled out prior to the trial, and then once the jury is selected, again, prior to the trial, you can go back to that list and get that information. So that's what I did, was I wrote down details on every single juror. So if anyone who has a jury trial takes that tact, then perhaps NHJury.com could be given that information and reach out to these folks. I think the one time we've been able to interview a juror in New Hampshire, I thought it was very enlightening as to what he said, and that interview is up. It's called Juror Jim Tells All over at freekeen.com. I found it very interesting.
And so for those of us, for those of those people in the audience who are unaware of what jury nullification is, it's something that occurs in a trial when a jury reaches a verdict contrary to the judge's instructions as to the law. A jury verdict contrary to the letter of the law pertains only to the particular case that before it, however, but if a pattern of acquittals develops in response to repeated attempts to prosecute a statutory offense, it can have the de facto effect of invalidating the statute. A pattern of jury nullification may indicate public opposition to an unwanted legislative enactment. So
this
it really is
prohibition.
Yeah, it really is the fourth the branch of government, and it's the one that is supposed to safeguard us against the.
Which I actually said to the jury that it was, you know, they were the fourth and final check on government, and clearly, you know, they chose not to do so.
Indeed. So what's the experience that you've had so far in the last 3 days being in the pokey? Oh.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, the guards are talking to me. Go ahead.
Do they know that you, the impersonator, are on the radio?
I told her I was in the middle of an interview, but she's got to leave, so no worries. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying?
How have the last 3 days been?
Yeah. What are your conditions?
Oh, well, I was in the 23-hour segregation for a short period of time. That's a typical thing that they do for anybody that's new in the facility. They monitor you, you know, make sure you're not suicidal, et cetera. And so then they go through what's called a classifications process where they determine where you should end up. You know, are you, you know, suicidal? If so, you need to be on suicide watch. If not, then you know, they're probably going to let you out into population unless you're a dangerous person to others as well. So at this point, it took me about 36 hours and was put out in population last night. So I'm sitting out in the day room at the moment. Some folks are playing chess. Some folks are watching television. Some folks are playing cards.
That's riveting. What can people do for you? I mean, people want to know.
Well, they can move to New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yay!
And, that's part of the Free State Project.
Come on, people. We're getting tired here.
if there's a lot to do, and you know, there's only so many of us, so we need to have hundreds more move as soon as possible, and preferably thousands over the next few years. So if you can move up your plans to get here, then great. And do whatever activism feels right to you. Because not everybody can do civil disobedience and non-cooperation. It's a pretty tough road. So whether it's politics or whatever floats your boat, get on up here and do it. And if you don't know what floats your boat, then get up here and test the waters and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some things that people can do for you immediately? Folks can go to mail-to-jail.com.
Actually, you can just go to mail-to-jail.com. That's available now.
Okay.
So you can do both, but it's easier to get the one out without the dashes.
Is it T-O as in two?
Yeah, mail2jail.com, which, by the way, thank goodness for Mike Barsky's Mail to Jail. It's, I think, one of the most useful activist tools out there. And I've given financially to it many times over the years. And today I got a mail call, and literally a stack of mail came in.
Right on. So, that's awesome to hear.
So, Ian Imposter, do you want to hold over the break and come back?
I don't know if you have any other questions. You're certainly welcome.
I guess
to
I got a couple. Deal. Hold the line.
Okay.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We're back. Free Talk Live. Got a special guest and an impersonator of our main host, Ian, who is remarkably knowledgeable, I must say.
He's in the know, this impersonation-er guy.
First, though, Have the recent debt debates drained your battery and made you feel like you're out of gas? Here's Mike Buck from Nature Bee with a plan that'll change all that in a hurry.
In a quick hurry. Hello there, Mark, and hello, everybody. Nature Bee will recharge your battery and top off your tank. That's a fact. You'll notice a big boost in your energy. You'll do all the things you want to do. Maybe a weekend hike this weekend, jog around the park, fun night out in the town. Who knows? Better yet, you'll have a strong immune system. That'll give you better sleep and digestion. And it's all from the support from the 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, and all those antioxidants found in Nature Bee plant pollen. Pure organic vegetable food, and all you need is 2 capsules a day.
Yeah, you can't find it in shops. There's no driving around, wasting your time, or gasoline, which costs so much these days. Just pick up the phone and call toll-free and order, or you can order online. Right, Mike?
Simple. And you know what? With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to risk. You call toll-free or you go online. Order direct from Nature Bee in Clean Green, New Zealand. Huge 6-month supply, just $99.95 plus delivery. You order today, we give you 3 more months for free. That works out to be 37 pennies a day. Call toll-free, get it rolling. 1-866-834-8355, all the way to Auckland, New Zealand. 866-834-8355, or right now online, naturebee, that's naturebee.com.
those folks you have answering the phone in Auckland, New Zealand, they're nice gals. I ordered my Nature Bee on the telephone. I called the toll-free number, 866-834-8355, and I ordered mine, and it makes my life better. That's the reason I pay for Nature Bee, and I really enjoy it. 866-834-8355, or go online to naturebee.com. So, let's pop back in and talk to Ian here real quick. Ian, you there?
Hey, man. I can't get Nature Bee in jail.
It's true. I can't bring you any kind of foodstuffs.
No.
Otherwise, I'll get it for you.
I'm going to send you some essential. I'm going to put essential oils though on the envelope and things like that. Yeah, so that you can smell those and get aromatherapy.
Is that aromatherapy?
Yeah, I did that for Mike Tyner, and it was some lavender. It clears your head out and makes you think happy thoughts.
Can't they soak other things in paper? Touch. Acid, maybe.
Yeah, they could. That's usually why they cut the stamps off of the letters.
No.
Or actually, that's because somebody's probably hit an LSD under there in the past. But anyway, so what else did you have questions
for? I'd like to ask you, because, before you went in one night, I think last week, Mark and I were in the studio with you, and I asked you if you were, prepared to go to jail, if that was a possibility, and you said yes, and that you would be using it as an opportunity to have, a spiritual retreat for yourself. Are you still in that mindset, and what are you doing to accomplish that?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you don't have any access to the internet here, and so, there's lots of time to read books and meditate if that's what you would like to do, and that sort of thing. I've been pretty focused on just doing reading at this point, but now I've got more time to do things like exercise and etc. So It's a completely different daily routine for me. Normally, I'm focused on constantly working, and so.
Are you going to come out a big old stud muffin and everything with big bulging muscles? Oh my gosh, big bulging muscles and long hair, Ian. How are we going to keep the girls away?
Yeah, it shouldn't take long once they find out who it is. The
Oh gosh. I'll kick him.
people have talked about being able to help in whatever way. Can people print news articles off the internet and send that to you through your address there? That kind of thing.
Yeah, you can send any. I think you can send any kind of papery sort of things to the address. I presume it's over at mail@jail.com at this point, because I've gotten a whole lot of stuff from mail. In fact, I think 100% of the mail that I got today came from mail to jail, and I must have had at least 8 to 10 pieces of mail. So it's just incredible. It's an amazing service, and I'm so glad that it's there.
Am I correct that you cannot receive books directly? Those have to come from the publisher or something weird?
They have to come from an official dealer, so Amazon, for instance.
Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Right. So,
Well, you're not supposed to advertise that. You
go
to
shop.freetalklive.com and use the Amazon link.
Yeah, and then use those Amazon links there.
Gosh,
the thing
Mark.
With the Amazon
Sorry.
Thing is that they can only allow me to have 3 books at a time. So anything that comes more than that, I have to put out on the bookshelf and donate to the jail. So
is that terrible?
Just a an FYI. No, that's not terrible at all.
Okay.
Just an FYI. If I get a deluge of books, there's a chance that I'm not going to be able to read them all.
So books on sound economics as well as voluntary peaceful living?
Well, the thing is they don't let the inmates into the library. What they do is they bring a cart around. There's a little shelf here in the day room where I could put some of those books. But if they end up in the library, there's a chance I won't see them again. So it's kind of, that's a tough one because, you know, how can you coordinate who's sending what books?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the system, it's difficult. Are those the kind of books you'd like to receive?
I don't really, I don't really care. Whatever. Whatever you think somebody in jail should be reading, because it won't just be me that will likely read them down the line.
So, what kind of thoughts do you wish to impart to people about this experience? I mean, what are your afterthoughts?
If you had to do it again, would you do it the same way?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I was being visited today by some folks and from here in the Keene area. And I think it was a demo from Liberty on Tour and Comp Block that asked if it was worth it. And that's definitely something I don't regret what I've done. And I haven't really quite made up my mind on that. That's something that I'll have to reflect on. But it's certainly something I'd like to write about and blog about in the future. I've already been writing down ideas for blog posts for over at freekeen.com. In fact, I've already written up my first blog post already, but I can't send it out because the way things work in here, everything goes slowly. So there's this canteen where I can order stuff, but the canteen isn't delivered until Friday, and you have to place the orders by Tuesday. So I can't get stamps and envelopes
until next week,
Friday. So that will be the soonest that I'll be able to get a blog post out of here.
Well, I was talking to a gal the other night at Pedraza's about your situation, whom I'd never met before, and she donated $20 anonymously to your commissary. So Z's going to be, so she's going to be putting that in your commissary this evening. And so people are definitely supporting you, and we're going to have you.
Well, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund put $50 in there, and that's one of the things that CD Evolution is really good about, is when activists are put in jail for doing disobedience or non-cooperation, it's usually pretty quick that the CD Evolution Fund gets some funds over into their commissary. So that's a nice touch. And, of course, that's over at cdevolution.org. I was told by Jason Talley, who's from CD Evolution, that they've already raised $1,000, not for me specifically, but because of this incident, they've been able to, parlay that into some donations for the fund, which is good.
Awesome.
I'm glad.
The
money's going to do them better than it will me.
Yeah, I hope that, for one thing, we've hired a guy to take on some of your duties here. So, amp.freetalklive.com is another good place to look.
Are rallying, and helping out Mark and everything. Everything's going to be awesome, and you're going to come back to things being great.
All right, Imposter Ian, I can't hold you. You're just not good enough to hold you through to the next break, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Good luck, Ian.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Puke.
And Michelle.
For those of you who are missing Ian, we just had an hour-long interview with... somebody who sounded a lot like him, I gotta say.
Sure did. Wow, what a good impersonator. He probably gets paid a lot to go to colleges and stuff like that.
I know how people have missed Ian. So you know, we brought in an impersonator for you. For those of you who would like, you may go to cam.freetalklive.com. There is a camera of us there, a chat room. You can see what it's like to do the show here and watch us talk on microphones. If that's what you wish to do.
Riveting stuff.
And chat with all the nice people in the chat room. So it's, as I have said before, it's the show about your calls. So we're going to go right to the calls, but first. Public choice, why politicians don't cut spending. Using public choice economics, or the economics of politics, Professor Ben Powell shows how voters rationally ignore what politicians do. It's rational to ignore what politicians do, and he's going to explain why. This leads to concentrated benefits and dispersed costs and favors the recipients of government payments at the expense of taxpayers. So go see this video. I've watched it. I picked it, this one specifically because, A, I know Ben Powell. He's a great guy. B, they've got graphics, and this explains why politicians don't cut spending very well. You can go there to learnliberty.org/FTL. While you're there, check out the right-hand side of the page. That's the Learn Liberty Academy link. You can click on that. It's a course for people who want online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. LearnLiberty.org/FTL. This is a really great resource for those who want to expand their abilities in the area of explaining liberty to those people that they love. Let's go to TSA George. TSA George?
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Well,
On the same day that Ian was getting put into a cage, I helped keep another guy out of a cage. Help convince a coworker to.
Tell me about
it. Was that in your job capacity as a TSA worker? Or?
No, in fact, it was pretty risky what I was doing. Basically, what happened was this guy showed up at our checkpoint, one of the checkpoints where I was working employee at the time, it was an employee checkpoint, and this dude comes up and he's just like completely torched for asking for some directions, and he could just smell the Acapulco gold pouring off his pores.
Okay.
Pretty much. And it's like, right as he was waiting around for a friend of ours, he goes off to go look for his friend, and they're supposed to be coming on some flight he was picking up. One of my coworkers was like, call him on the guy right there. He smells like weed. I was like, and I turned to him, and I turned to my coworker and asked him, one, have you ever been a cop before, a DEA agent? And he's like, no. Then I asked him, well, then they're going to ask you, they're going to want to know from you, how do you know that that's weed? There is no way for you to know what weed smells like without admitting to having broken the law. Do you really want that kind of attention on you by the management? You will get drug tested every week if that happened.
That's a pretty good point, frankly.
Yeah, exactly. After explaining it was like, you know what, you're right about that. And also, our opponent was like, also, you say you call yourself a conservative. Do you really want your tax dollars going to where to lock some hippie kid up like that with the deficits the way they are? And it's like, all right. You
know? Wow.
And, yeah, no.
That's a... Yeah. It's, you know, you make some really great points, and you did you saved some poor stoner from some jail time, perhaps.
What if you'd been at his fish concert? You could have smelled it there.
Yeah. Well, then again,
conservative at a fish concert.
You would not have known what the smell was. Not touché. Right?
One thing.
No, you could. Other people can smoke it and smell it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
One thing, George, that I think is really important is to bring everything back to a principle-based argument. It's because those are the ones that are going to hold out, and they'll also resonate with people in other circumstances. If everything is made personal on an agenda basis, then people have a hard time, cross training, for lack of a better term, that into another topic. For example, if you are an advocate for marijuana and you say to someone, well, don't you want to be able to smoke weed? Don't you want to be able to get high? Don't you think that you should be able to do that? Da, 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 da. Then that you might win them over on that argument. But if instead you discuss that what you do with your own body is
your own business,
then it translates into everything from whether or not you can drink raw milk, whether or not you can smoke weed, whether or not you can eat fat, whether or not you can smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, take vitamins, and it becomes, you know, the platform for everything that you can put into your body, not just marijuana. So many people get, tongue up on their own agendas, and then they're just out seeking their own good constantly and can't relate it to other people's liberty. And it's not just about my liberty. It's about everyone being able to express their liberty.
Easier said than done, Michelle, considering that most of my coworkers are status. You do know where I work, right?
Well, yeah. I just think that, first cause principle theory just, will win out in the end, I think. You know?
Yeah, they're great points. They might not have worked in this situation per se, but it is good to, come from the most sort of liberty standpoint.
I did convince him that it's just like a waste of time and resources to lock someone up over that anyway, overall. So I think I kind of want him over there, and I'm going to try to work on this dude because he seems like sort of liberty-minded-ish, kind of. Like he might be open to the thing. That'd be kind of cool to have more than one, screener at the airport, going like, we're not going to rat someone out if we find guns on this bag, for example.
Well, I've got to call it a victory, George. And thanks for doing it. Good job.
Thanks. And I hope, like I said, I hope Ian gets out soon. I was wondering, is there going to be a vigil at the judge's house? or something like the last time.
I hear he lives way far away. You know, people have talked about doing all kinds of different sorts of civil disobedience. I couldn't say entirely. You know, I don't know is really the short answer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. So I'm just kind of wondering, if Michelle, if the guy made an argument from first principles, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're right that you should give people the basics. That way they understand them. But I kind of wonder, in the case of a guy who works at the TSA, if that's a good idea. If for whatever reason the bosses find out that this TSA agent is a subversive who believes that people own their own bodies,
mm-hmm.
like, how would that go? And I don't know. I frankly don't know. I think they have to have some idea that, that mm-hmm. George might be a subversive at this point. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just always wonder.
I just think that everything, that the foundation of everything is so important, whether it's, you know, you have to know your ABCs to learn how to read, mm-hmm. 2+2=4, is the basic math, or what have you, you know, that the, if you are rooted and grounded in those foundational principles, then it is so much easier to make, you know, the other leaps from just what your own personal interests are, you know. And so I think repetition, you know, you own your body, you own your body, you own your body, you own your body, you know, and then and start with that and then say, for example, you, I notice every day at lunch, drink raw milk. How is it different that you get to drink raw milk and someone else wants to medicate themselves with marijuana, or someone else, you know, wants to eat high fat diet, or someone else wants, you know. And so I think tying it into whatever is the agenda of, you know, the interest of the person you're talking to is important to make it personal to them.
Sure.
But just, you know, hammering those foundational principles.
I see value to it, and if it's presented properly, I'll bet there's, you know.
I try to do it naked.
Well, that couldn't hurt for you.
Right. I mean, you know, properly.
Confuse everybody if I do it. It's foundational. 603. Excuse me, I'm giving the wrong number. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news, and I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark,
Puke,
and Michelle.
You know, we've got. I'm going to pepper you with different co-hosts all along the way here. Puke, I want to thank you for coming in.
Certainly, you're welcome. I have nothing else to do on a Friday night.
You are a man in demand, you know. So, you know, dragging you away from whatever.
If I wasn't here, I'd be next door drinking and smoking a cigar, anyways.
There you go.
But instead, you're hanging out with a couple of.
Now I have a microphone.
Middle-aged people. ranting and raving.
Do you you have some website, doomsdaydevice.com or something like that, that you like
yes.
to plug, isn't it?
Yes. Well, that's my photography website. I'm a serious amateur photographer, I guess you could say. So if you want to see some photographs, go to dooms-day-device.com. And if you want another website, myself and some friends here in New Hampshire have also started our own podcast. Since
The
whole Sunday thing with the FTL Sunday shows being
is
Mark
that
only.
Is Puke and the Gang?
Yes, it is. It's Puke and the Gang, and you can go to PukeAndTheGang.com. We currently have two episodes up. Search us on iTunes at Puke and the Gang or Twitter.
I can't
Twitter
believe that you
gang.
Managed to get that URL. The PukeAndTheGang.com wasn't snatched up already.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I did not choose the name. It was foisted upon me by the wonderful denizens of the Free Talk Live PBS.
There you go.
See what democracy will get you.
So we've been taking calls, and you can call in at 855-450-FREE. But let's jump into some show prep, Michelle.
Well, you know, we've been talking about police and constantly and how they've overstepped and overreached what one would consider the scope of their job description to serve and protect.
There's no shortage of that.
Right. In Beverly Hills, a police group blew up a man's computer that was left behind and unattended at a talent agency office.
The police blew up somebody's computer?
Yeah, and all of he's a screenwriter.
Okay.
So the entire script.
Likely they blew up an unattended bag, which is, of course, a bomb that will kill us all.
Yeah, that's what they
said. I can't tell you how many clients' offices I have left a briefcase at.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent a good portion of my life selling radio, sort of, you know, not door-to-door isn't the right word, but, you know, visiting local businesses helping them with their marketing plans, selling them radio for, you know, one of many the myriad of stations I've worked for. And if they blew up my briefcase every time this happened, right. I would really, really be in bad shape.
Right. You used to go to a Last and Found, you know, or behind the secretary or receptionist's desk or something, but they detonated it as a safety precaution.
That's nuts. Yep.
Well, I have read a lot about the Taliban targeting, what was it, a marketing agency?
Yeah, marketing agency. They don't want the great Satan getting
right.
good marketing.
Yeah.
Now, this was on Rodeo Drive and Little Santa Monica Boulevard, and the several streets were closed, and nearby businesses were evacuated, causing traffic jams in
over
the area.
A forgotten briefcase.
Yep.
I mean, this is something that has happened to me maybe a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just me. How many other people does really? That's what we got to do. Somebody forgets to, because the cops really can't do anything else. They you know they're on once they're called, they're on autopilot when it comes to it. Could be it could be a bomb. Get to call the bomb squad. Bomb. And that's that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. But I'm just so stunned at whatever receptionist must have just been so angry at this guy that she's like, oh, I don't know what could be in that
or
briefcase.
Just sadly frightened. Like, God.
Everyone's frightened. Everyone's scared.
Fear. Obey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is ridiculous to think that nobody would just be like, hey, did this guy go to the bathroom? Or was this Mr. Johnson? So he just left. Maybe he forgot it.
Right.
Maybe I'll look inside to see if there's a name.
Right.
But the first thing you think is, hey, there's a bag I didn't see before. It's a bomb! And run away.
Right. Somebody wants to bomb my marketing agency.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
That makes sense.
That's pretty.
A talent agency.
That's a lot of hubris right there.
Agency.
And how many millions of dollars were spent by the police and city organizations? How many millions lost by the city or the companies there that were shut down and people inconvenienced all for a stupid little, you know?
I don't know. I just don't know. What are there any quotes from this poor guy who got his briefcase blown up?
Actually, no. He said that he was distraught when he learned what had happened to his briefcase. What I find interesting is how did they let him know that his briefcase had been detonated? Either, I suppose, he might have called the agency and said, hey, I left my briefcase behind with my laptop in it, in which case the receptionist told him, oh, yeah, it was detonated because we thought it was a bomb.
Right.
Or they contacted him and said, by the way, we detonated your briefcase because it was a bomb. In either case, I mean, this was only done a day ago. So it's not like they held on to it for a while to even, you know, give someone an opportunity or
chance.
It
could be a bomb. You can't hold on to bombs, right? Bombs!
They have all this technology. They have the little trailers with the bomb-proof thing on the back. Why couldn't they just pick it up with a robot, put it in the bomb-proof thing,
mm-hmm.
and then wait? See if anybody shows up to say, hey, this wasn't a bomb.
Yeah, I mean, like, you told me that you joined the military because you wanted to be able to blow things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So I don't know anything about bombs or detonating things or you know, taking them apart or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that they would have some sort of scanner to be able to see what's inside. As
well. Oh, absolutely,
as
they do. They have
phosphorus or whatever is the stuff.
Well, they have mobile x-ray things and things called what is it, like multiple spectroscopy, blah, 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 stuff like that. Yeah, they have lots of things with large words mm-hmm. that can detect stuff far away, you know, little chemical sniffers that can detect gunpowder in the air, things like that.
You think that'd be cheaper than just buying the bomb truck?
Right.
It probably would if they just bought one of those and stuck it on a robot or an RC car and drove it up to it.
Yeah,
but that's not what governments do. They want to... They want to, you know, they're boys with toys. They want to blow things up and have their tanks and run around.
Yep.
And
also, it wouldn't invoke the kind of fear that...
Yeah, maybe this is what they want. Maybe they like people being afraid and calling the cops all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they could
security.
Get a little robot. One little robot that would, you could go up there and scan it with whatever, find out whether or not it's a bomb. If it happens to be a bomb, and so far it hasn't, because none of them have. The government's out there blowing up light, bright machines, blowing up children's
horses. The
only horses.
Entity little that is blowing anything up with bombs is the United States government.
There are other governments that are doing it, too. But governments are the thing, you know, no wonder they think everything's a bomb.
Right.
So up to this point, nothing's happened. If the little robot finds a bomb, it picks up the briefcase, puts it on itself, and rolls outside, and then kablooey or whatever it does.
Yeah, they have all sorts of... devices in Iraq right now that detect roadside bombs without having to blow them up first. It's once they know it's a bomb, then they bring in the explosives and destroy it, because when if you detonate it in a knowing manner, then it won't kill somebody because you've evacuated the area. But that's the whole thing. They identify it first before they go through all the rigmarole of evacuating and setting up the bomb and the bomb squad and this and that.
Well,
they don't have to pay for it, so whatever.
I used to live in the town I used to live in. They had a bomb truck, and the morbidly obese man that was the bomb squad right. guy did nothing.
Absolutely,
he was just the bomb guy in Manatee County, Florida, where they have no bombs.
Yeah,
and
most of the time he probably destroys ammunition somebody found in their garden or a grenade that somebody found in a ducting or something.
Something ludicrous. Just absolutely baffling.
And it's also a great point, though. You said the guy had a script or something on his laptop that he lost. That's a great point, people. Back up all your information and have it in a separate location.
Yeah.
If it's something important to you and it's on a computer, those are mechanical devices that will fail at some point. Back up your information.
It's the truth.
This is only kind of related because it's, about money and police. But in my own situation, where we've talked in the last couple of weeks about me getting my vehicles stolen by the police, et cetera, thus far I've had to spend about $400 to private towing companies to have my vehicles, towed, et cetera. Yes, and I haven't given any money to the state. I'm going
moved
to
about not
things.
Under their own power.
Right.
Because they'll move just fine.
Right. But I calculated what I would have spent over the last 2 weeks. Had my vehicles not been towed and had I been free to move about. And between getting mulch for the yard and flowers and going out boating, because it's $175 every time I fill that up with gas, et cetera, I didn't spend about almost $3,000. I did not put $3,000 into the economy.
I see.
Because I
have a pickup truck.
Yeah, I don't have a truck to drive around. Oh. Yeah, exactly. So,
Well, if there's one thing we don't need right now, it's a booming economy.
Right? I mean, I'm like dying to spend money and go get flowers for my yard and have parties and go shopping.
The government wants you to spend it directly on it, though.
Yep.
And that's the most since the government is supposed to be there to distribute wealth, mm-hmm. you spending money directly on the government is the most efficient way, rather than them having to tax the businesses that that they would get the money from. It's just much more efficient if you just go ahead and give it to them. So that's what they'd prefer you
Why does the mob threaten people instead of opening a business?
Because it's easier to threaten.
But the mob has at least valuable services to offer.
Well, the government offers services the same as the mob does in a coercive manner. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.